And we are live at the Millennial Times Podcast with your hosts, Uriel Asuna and Joki Malou. What's cracking, Joki?
What up, man?
All right, guys. So we are going to be talking about, in this episode, we're going to be talking about social media. So what we've been wanting to talk about recently was social media and what is going on. Mm-hmm. Why is there such a big demand for it? Joki, what do you think?
The thing about social media, it's basically... It's expanding rapidly, you know. A lot of people are addicted to likes, comments, messages. So I think right now we live in the digital age where it's pretty much essential to have social media. If you don't have social media, your peers are looking at you and saying, "What are you doing?" You know, you're like weird. Well, like, you don't have social media? What? You know?
Yeah.
That's the way people are looking at it.
What? There's that term now called off the grid, right?
Off the grid, yeah. Or he's He went silent, you know. You ever heard that?
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, you're going ghosting now.
Yeah, he's ghosting people.
That's what people have been telling me when I wasn't on Facebook anymore, and then I wasn't posting on Instagram. I hadn't been posting, like, until last year. I don't think I'd done anything for, like, 2 years. And they're like, oh, you ghosted. So what happened? Mm. But, yeah, basically, it's called that. Yeah, good old freaking Instagram. Well, I feel like now with Facebook, like, Facebook's been dead.
Oh, yeah.
When do you think it died?
2016.
2016?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, any idea why?
I think it's when, supposedly when people hacked Facebook and they were marketing specifically towards a presidential candidate. And he was basically, he got helped by the Russians. That's what the media is saying. But I don't know if it's true. But so, yeah, Facebook went dead when it got political.
Yeah, I agree. You know? Once the elections happened, Facebook died, because then people started retweeting stuff and hashtag this, and, you know, I think it became like a platform,
yeah,
for just like hate speech from both angles, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, some people would they'll stop hanging out with their friends because they supported Trump, or some people would, vice versa, people wouldn't hang out with their friends because they supported Hillary, which, in my opinion, I think a bit pathetic. You know, if someone wants to, this is my opinion, it's not it, this is not including Uriel's, but if someone wants to vote Trump and they're your best friend, I don't think you should end ties with them. You know, that's their own political beliefs. At the end of the day, politics is politics, so whatever you believe is your own personal view. You know, I don't think it should dictate your friendship with someone.
Correct. Yeah, there was something I watched yesterday about, like, how to get to know someone's side of the coin, right? So, mm-hmm, if someone doesn't agree with you, yeah, right, whatever it is, right, what do? Try to persuade them of your argument, right? So what you do is you have to learn the art of persuasion. I think it's an art that not that many people have anymore,
yeah,
because of dogma. It's either, you know you should be doing this because it's right, and then if people see otherwise, it's like, oh, well, you're this, you're that. And I think that's what happened. I think that's what divided the country. But truthfully, if you ever want to have, like, let's say, for example, everything that just happened, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all that good stuff, you, mm-hmm, know, I'm pretty sure you're going to see all your family there, right? And
exactly,
not all the family has the same views. Some people view things one way, some people view things another way.
Yeah.
It could be political or even family stuff. But if you want to strengthen ties,
yeah,
and you truly believe that your mom or your dad or whatever is in the wrong or something, like, hey, you know, it's not cool that you're doing this, you can't just say it just for the sake of it being, it's not right. That's not enough. It never has been. If you really think about it, people are emotional creatures. They're not logical creatures.
Exactly.
So what do? You try to persuade them of your argument. You have to learn the art of persuasion. Look, you say, hey, mom, hey, dad, the reason why I tell you that it's not good to yell racial slurs, as wrong as that sounds, some people need convincing. The reason why it's not right is because for these reasons.
Yeah.
One, because it's ignorant. Second, because you're making yourself look bad. Third, you're not in a position to say that. And fourth, you don't get anything out of it. It's the conditioning that you've received all these years that you thought it was okay, when in reality, you just end up being in a worse position. So you have to learn how to convince people of your argument. whether that's in anything. So
yeah, you totally nailed it down right there. Another thing is, like, when it comes to like politics and certain views, it mostly comes from where you're conditioned. So if you grew up in like a Christian household, conservative, kind of aggressive household, you're constantly told what to do, you're probably going to have those same, you're going to have the same mentality when it was taught around 4 years old until you're forever, until life, yes. You know, because you were taught that way and that's the way you think you should live.
Correct. You know?
So if you're conditioned into something, you're just going to stick with it. And another thing that is currently bad is like on social media is a comparison game.
Ooh, man.
Yeah.
That taps into the sin of envy. Yeah. Oh, man, the deadly sin of envy.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean like by comparison, though? What are you talking about that?
So this is what I see. This is like certain people I know. I'm not going to name names, but some people are living a high, luxurious lifestyle, and they're still living at home with their moms.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of people are faking it till you make it, you know. It's I don't think it's the best way to promote your brand, because it's very dangerous, because once someone exposes you and they get to know the real you, it could hurt you for the rest of your career. When
Correct.
Whether it comes to business, relationship, whatever you decide to do, faking it till you make it is not it's not ideal, you know.
Yeah.
For certain people, that's their image that they have to use, you know, but it's not right.
I don't know where that teaching came from, because that's just so not the way things work anymore. The fake it till you make it, wherever you guys heard that, just remember that was probably before everything was documented and recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So if you live a lie of just living a lie, just know that it doesn't work best, because you got to remember everything these days is monitored and recorded.
Yes.
So don't even bother trying to fake it till you make it. People are going to put the puzzle together. People are going to put the two together, and they're going to figure out what the discrepancies are. So just don't even put yourself in a world of hurt.
Yeah. And your true friends will always know that who you really are. They know your intentions. They know how you feel about certain things. They know your emotions. They know what triggers you. They know what makes you happy. They know what makes you sad, etc. You know, so faking it till you make it, it's not really the best thing. Another thing I want to say is like, I don't know if I can really speak about this, but it's people on social media who use their social media accounts to sell courses that are like worth $1,000, and then they're not even worth it. You know, like there's this guy specifically on YouTube, you know, he goes on, he's vlogging, and he has like a vlog style camera, and he's talking about, hey guys, I'm gonna teach you guys how to make $1 million with 6 months using the secret formula, and then he charges $1,000. So you really think within 6 months you can go from zero to $1 million? No. Hypothetically speaking, that's not really possible.
It's not feasible.
It's not feasible, you know. It's not realistic. Yeah, it probably has happened to certain people, but it really doesn't work that way. You know, business, in order to have a profitable business, it takes about 3 to 5 years to at least
Correct.
See profit. To at least see profit. Unless you're, you know, you buy a product and you oversell it, and you make more money and you double the price, then you're probably going to see profit margins early. But the majority of the time, when you're starting a business, you're losing money in the beginning. So just know that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. You know, well, when did Instagram come around? Like
2012, right?
2012, yeah, because I think I had created an Instagram account in 2012.
Yeah,
I think 2012 is when it came around.
Yeah, 2000. Yeah, go ahead.
Somewhere around there. Yeah, like 8 years ago. Yeah, for what it was then and what it is now. Oh my goodness, it's like day and night. So back then, Instagram was just like a way to just post stuff, and then that was it. And you know, have everything. People look at your wall and stuff. Now, it's about the feed. It's about, you know, boosting accounts. It's about bots. And I don't know when it went out of control, because all I see is like the same recycle stuff. I see Visco, I see these Instagram, you know, models. You know, I had another word, but I'll use models. You know, and I see a lot of ads. I see a lot of
it's bullshit.
Yeah, a lot of software that if I talk about cookies and milk, 2 minutes later it'll be on my Instagram with cookies and milk.
Yeah,
and that's it. So yeah, you know, at the end of the day, like, is Instagram really like a social media, you know, platform, or is it a way to make business?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, like Instagram's pretty much a business, like you said, like cookies and milk. You know, it's the cookies. Obviously, the cookies are perceiving like what you're typing in, you know, and it uses that to target a specific advertiser to show you.
Correct.
You know, the thing about Instagram is like you can't as a creator, you can't monetize it directly, such as Facebook. You could make a video on Facebook. I think it's new. Started like a couple years ago, where you could post a video on Facebook and make money now if you get a certain amount of views.
Really?
Yeah. So it's, I think it's Facebook branding. So it's like a partnership you have with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can monetize it just like YouTube. You know, you post a video on YouTube, you get X amount of views, you make money.
Are they trying to compete against YouTube like that?
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about that. I didn't know that about the Facebook videos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think a lot of people know.
Yeah,
because it's dead.
Fuck. YouTube is not dead.
No, YouTube is not dead. I don't think YouTube will ever be dead.
Yeah, YouTube is just killing it right now. You know, the way they show you ads, you know, and the thing I like about YouTube is like they show you ads sometimes that you kind of enjoy. You know, at the end of the day, no one really wants to see ads, but at least you have something to see. You know, and
it gives you that option to skip ad.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Or you can always get the software to block stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff comes in clutch. My goodness.
I remember getting that and made my computer slow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I had to take it out.
Oh, interesting. It's because it was running all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. But that would explain a lot. Now, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, because I got a new... hard drive for my computer, and now it works way better.
Yeah.
But yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So, you know, it's like the thing about social media that I've been noticing is like, you know, it's good and all when you're bored or if you need it for commercial purposes. I think there's a balance with just like anything. And there's a balance because let's say, so I was, you know, with family and stuff like that, right? For the holidays. One thing I noticed is while everybody was gathered around on the table, I'm not sure if you can relate or not, but there were people that were not engaged with family or friends because they were too busy checking out and they were on their phones on social media or whatever, just like a zombie, just scrolling up. And when someone's talking to them, hey, you know, so how was your year, or, you know, how's work going or whatever, and then they're just straight up brain dead.
No, they'll just brush you off, you know.
They'll brush you off, yeah. You know. So, like, at the same time, like, as much as, like, social media has benefits, like, there's also got to be, like, a chill to it.
That's how you know it's bad, when your friends are willing to engage with you more than your own family. Like, this is, I'm going to get personal, you know, with my mom, since she's using Facebook. I used to talk to her, you know. We'll talk, have full-on conversations about life and so on. But now that she's using Facebook, she doesn't seem as engaged with the convo, unless it's really important. And it kind of sucks, but that's what I'm dealing with. But it's all right, you know. As you get older, you know, you got to move on from certain things like that. That kind of hurt you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thing. Agreed.
But it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. So if you know that you, if you know someone who has way too much time on their hands, or if they just can't help but be addicted to their phones, you know, I would definitely talk to them and be like, hey, you know, I know you always want to think about the next move, you always want to make plans, you always want to go places, but, you know, if I'm being honest, you know, like, talk to your partners. Hey, you know, every time we go out to dinner, you know, instead of having a conversation, you're too busy trying to get the lighting on this food, and, you know, by the time the food's cold, you know, you're like, okay, let's go. And then you're like, oh, that place could have been better. Well, it wasn't the food. It was the fact that the quality time was poor.
Mm.
So, You know, just think about that. You know, if there's anything in life that isn't engaging as much, just think about if you're too much on your social media, if you're not connecting with people. Because at the end of the day, that's what makes anything fun. Anything interesting is people, right? When, you know, the jokes you have, you know, the conversations you have. But if you're too busy, you know, being isolated, because being on your phone by yourself is isolation. I don't care what no one says. Then, you know, you have nobody else to blame. So if you're like, man, life is boring, man, life is lonely, well, start with the person in the mirror.
Exactly. It all comes to you, no one else. And at the end of the day, I don't think... one thing that I don't like about social media, especially Instagram, is like, it really pushed, like, oh, they're living their the best life. But you don't know. A lot of people show you the happy parts about their life through photos, videos, and etc. on Instagram, but they don't show you the tough times, you know, when people are broke, when people are having a hard time to make money, you know, when they're dealing with mental illness, when they're, what do you call it? What else?
All the real stuff.
You know, people aren't gonna show you the real stuff. You know, I know a few people who are balling on Instagram, you know. But in reality, you know, they're struggling. They're struggling, you know. So I think social media has taken over the majority of people's lives. You know, I'm going to say a lot of people's lives, because the first thing you do when you wake up, it's Facebook. It's Facebook, Instagram, your social media sites. That's what you check. Some people spend more time on social media than they do with their email.
That I could totally see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I could totally see that.
You know, it's people are doing this for validation, you know?
A validation of what, though?
Validation of other people's opinions. And what are they going to think about me? You know, if I post this, they're going to lie. I'm going to get hella likes. If I don't post it, then I'm going to feel lonely.
Dang. With the likes, you can't even get anything out of it, right?
No.
Like, it's nothing, right?
It's nothing. You can get hella likes.
So, you hear that, guys? Likes literally are good for nothing. You can get a million likes on your photo, you're still going to be the same. You're not going to...
same person.
The only thing that might grow is your insecurity. But, wow. You know, just remember that. It's not like YouTube where you get, you know, a million views, you get paid. No, with Instagram, you get a million likes, it stays a million likes.
Yeah. I believe there's a... an interview with the founder of Instagram. His name is Kevin. And they asked him, are celebrities ever going to monetize their content? Like, basically, their pictures or videos, whatever they post. And he was like, yeah, at Instagram, we have no idea about letting influencers promote and make money through us. They're going to have to do their own brand deals and have their own contracts to make their own money. So basically saying, like, we provided the platform, it's our turn to make money. You gotta make it yourself.
Yeah.
Oh. Which kind of makes sense, you know. He's providing you a free platform. And a lot of people are complaining, well, Instagram should pay. Well, no. Mm-mm. If you have brand deals, you contact the companies. You're like, okay, I'm gonna give X amount of dollars. I want like $15,000 for this month. And I'll post like 5 posts. You know, that's how you make your money on Instagram. Instagram is, it's influencer marketing is really important, but people let it get to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like I said, like with how Jokey said, it's like, you know, you can have all these views and all these likes, but at the end of the day, it's a free platform, and that's what it stays. That's the way it is. You don't get anything out of it.
No.
You know? And if you want something out of it, you would have to contact companies like the big ones. Like, for example, like, I don't know what's going on with all that stuff with, like, you know, the models, like, you know, showing certain brands and stuff, like with either clothes or drinks. But just remember that that's not through Instagram. That's through the partnership itself of the company.
Exactly.
So don't get it twisted. You know, you're not going to make money by, you know, posting fire pictures, you know, that's just not going to happen. What's going to happen is you're just going to spend more time and more time to find the right stuff. And for what? For nothing.
The thing about Instagram since we're talking about it, the thing is, like, Instagram organic value has gone down. So they made it where it's advertisers first now.
Who you see, that's right.
Know? And the only people who have organic reach who can get followers are the people who have a strong fan base.
Like who, for example?
So if you're like J-Lo or Jennifer Lopez, that came to my mind right now. It's weird, but you know, if you're like J-Lo, then Instagram's going to recommend you to people more than, you know, your average Joe who lives in California or Texas.
Yeah, that has like 10,000 followers.
You know, they don't care about that. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, like, Instagram's a niche. So you got to find your own niche. So if you're posting photos about fashion, then post pictures about fashion. You shouldn't mix it up a lot. If you're posting, if you have a food Instagram account, focus specifically on food. So you gotta focus on specifically the things that interest you. So if you like makeup, focus on that. If you like working out, be part of that community. That's how you grow your Instagram. You know, another thing is like collabing with other people who are bigger than you. You know, I'm just giving you this free advice to grow your Instagram account. You know?
Yeah, but that's it. So if you see people making money off Instagram, just know it's not Instagram. It's actually the deals with all these big companies.
Yes.
You know, whatever is being promoted. So just like anything, you know, just always remember where your source of entertainment's coming from, and also recognize things for what they are, not for what they seem. So if, like Jokey said, if somebody looks like, oh yeah, you know, they're having the time of their life, they're, you know, living it up, they're having all these yacht parties and, you know, cars, ask them, hey, do you own that? Most likely it's gonna be no. Hey, you know, is that your party? Probably not. It's probably somebody else's that they just happened to crash. So just remember that, you know, although, like, it is good to use, just don't let it overtake you. And always remember that your accounts don't make you. So, like, let's say you don't have that many followers, or let's say you don't have that many connections on there. Just know that your worth as a person doesn't come with your likes. And vice versa. You know, because you have, you know, 100,000 followers doesn't make you a better person than someone else. There's people that have zero followers and zero likes, and they're worth way more than you could ever be.
And we know some too.
Yeah. So just think about that. So just know that as long as you're coming from a place of like, of not like no insecurities, like as long as you're coming into it knowing that, hey, you know, this is a platform, I like it for entertainment, because that's what it is. Social media is another form of entertainment. If you could understand that and not let it overtake you, then you can use it to its full benefits, like it was designed to be. But yeah, you can have so many followers and you still won't be on the recommended, because if I have a company and I pay $1,000 to Instagram to boost, my stuff is going to come before yours.
Of course.
You know. Even if I have like 5 followers and, you know, Jokey's got 100 million followers, mine's going to come first because I paid the dollar for it.
Yes. At the end of the day, just love yourself and don't seek validation from people.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're going to share something, just share it because you mean it. Don't just share it because you're going to get views or likes, you know. It doesn't matter about that. At the end of the day, it matters about what makes you truly happy.
Yeah.
You know, and what we can give you for 2020 is do what's going to change you, you know, for the rest of the year. So we're starting, it's January, the year just began. So give yourself a challenge. Challenge yourself to doing something that you probably wouldn't even think of doing. You know, just go ham, go hard, and you'll see the success come.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then going back to that, guys, double think twice about what you post on there. Remember, when you post something, it's for the world to see. Yes. Even if you post it for 5 minutes, somebody can screenshot it. So, you know, don't do anything you would regret. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's on live stories, I know they go away after a few hours, but just think about it. You know, don't put things on there that you might regret later, because people do it all the time and then they're like, oh, hey, what happened? You know, or they see something embarrassing and then it comes back to your family or your loved one or whatever. So just don't put yourself in a predicament like that, okay? You know, to a certain extent, keep things private so people are not in your business, okay?
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we'd like to conclude this episode with that. You know, thank you guys for listening so much. We really appreciate it. We'll be creating more content soon. Just stay tuned. Keep sharing our links and have a good rest of your day, guys. Take it easy.
Go on.
And we are live at the Millennial Time Podcast with your hosts, Uriel Osuna and Jock. What's going on?
Chilling, man.
All right, guys. So obviously we are living in a crazy time right now. Things are just happening so quick, you know. Obviously, like, history has shown that things just pick up the pace at any time. But at the same time, as things are going on in the world today, as some things close, other things open. And that's what we wanted to talk and focus on today, guys. So we wanted to focus on specific things that we wanted to discuss. And one of them that we come to the consensus is productivity.
Mm-hmm.
So many people may have more time in their hands now because of technology changing or current things that are happening in life. But the fact remains, you have more time. You're at home. You don't have as many obligations to be outside. So now you have to think about, okay, you have all this time that is freed up. What do I do with it? Well, you know, what do you do with so much time? Do you just let it be? Do you use it for entertainment? What would you do with that kind of time, Jokey? So if you have your whole day to you and you don't have to report to anything, you know, what do you do with your time?
Learn.
What do you mean by that?
Like, read a book, listen to a podcast. Something productive, because if you're just binge watching Netflix while finishing seasons, nothing really comes out of that. Yeah, you know what happened, but you're not gonna grow as a person, you know. So every day you still want to learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, where do you get your source of books though?
So Amazon.
Okay, so but like in terms, okay, so you get them on Amazon, right? But what gives you the filter to find out what's productive and what's not? What is it that you want and don't want? Like, if there all these, there's millions and millions of books, right? Mm-hmm. And all of them may talk about like productivity or may talk about this, but how do you find the right books to read is what I'm asking.
So obviously, like, there's certain people that like I aspire to be, and so I find out what their favorite books are, you know?
Yeah.
So one of my favorite books that I like reading is How to Win Friends and Influence People. And one person that kind of like inspires me is Mark Zuckerberg. So he reads that book, and then other people like Bill Gates, he read that book. Like, a lot of billionaires read those type of like self-improvement books.
Mm-hmm.
So getting a book like that and finishing it teaches me a lot. So it teaches me how to communicate with certain people, how to be easy, how to just generally like influence people and win friends. Yeah.
Yeah. So right there, guys, if there was any nugget of info right there that you should listen to, it was that right there.
Yeah. Do your research and find a good book.
Yeah. So yeah, just do that, guys, you know. And then now with productivity, now a lot of times people think that, okay, so there's one thing I wanted to highlight. There's a difference between being busy and being productive. So how many people out there, you know, love to stay busy? It's probably a good amount of you, right? So yeah. You don't like staying still, so you like to be busy, right? So if you're being busy, is that the same as being productive? Maybe not. Maybe you're re-cleaning that same table that you've been doing for the last week. Maybe you're, you know, throwing out the garbage when it's 10% full. You know, maybe you're taking an extra shower and combing your hair and doing all this stuff when you already did it a few hours ago.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, I'm busy, I need to do stuff. Or, oh, I need to clean my room, when, you know, you already did it yesterday. So.
Or maybe you're overeating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm too busy cooking dinner. So you have to think about that. Are you actually being productive? Or are you just staying busy? Are you distracting yourself? Because being busy is a form of distraction. Oh, yeah, I have to cook. Or, oh, yeah, I have to work out. Or, oh, yeah, you know, I have to steam all my clothes. Whatever the case is, what's that actually doing for you, though? In the grand scheme of things, what is it doing? you know, just cooking a meal every 2-3 hours because you can't help but be still. You ever think about just like slowing down and closing your eyes and just actually think about what's bothering you that you may want to be distracting yourself from? Is it that one person that you haven't talked to, or that one person you don't want to talk to? Is it your financial situation that you don't want to face up and own up to? What is it? So use time for productivity. There's, we have a few steps that you can use that are super simple yet super effective. And if you struggle with things like anxiety, or you struggle with things that, you know, oh, I can't sleep at night because I got a lot of problems, you know, being productive will actually alleviate a lot of things. Don't you feel better when you have a problem and you fix it?
Exactly, yeah. Feels better, you know.
Yeah. So start thinking about that, guys. And the first thing you can do is just take out a piece of paper and write down 3 things that are bothering you.
Yeah.
Really bothering you. So the more, the deeper you go into, the more reward you'll get. So if you have things that are bothering you, right, really bad, because we all have things that bother us really bad, write it down on a piece of paper so you don't forget.
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you an example. Okay, first one, a lot of people struggle with this. You know, my income is whack. It's not good. I don't have good income. Where am I going to get my next meal from? Totally understandable. So if you know that you have a concern over your income, why would you clean your room and cook? I mean,
or
you have
overspend.
To eat it. Or overspend.
Buy
yeah.
shit you don't need to buy.
Yeah, you know. So if what's bothering you is your income, come to terms with it. Okay, what am I doing that is affecting me negatively? Am I eating out too much? Am I spending things I don't need? Am I trying to impress people I don't like? Am I kidding myself? Should I get a new job? Whatever the case is, once you realize that that's what's bothering you, start looking at things that will fix the problem.
Exactly.
So if your issue is, oh, I'm spending too much, maybe set yourself a routine or a technique that can get you what you want. So let's say you like burgers, right? Let's say you really love burgers, so you love going to In-N-Out every day. I get it. You know, that's fine. Instead of that, why don't you just buy, you know, wholesale food and just cook at home?
Or to Costco, buy wholesale buns and patties.
Yeah.
Same
you know,
shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, obviously, like, right now in this current time situation, it's a, you know, things are contingent. But for the most part, you can start changing your attitude towards things. If, you know, something's bothering you that, hey, you know, this person is bugging you, or, you know, they cause a lot of disruption, whether it's a coworker or a family member or spouse, whatever. Think about, okay, what is it that they're doing that's bothering me so? Once you write that down, you come down to 2 things. Either you let it go and you forgive them, or you talk to them and express your concerns. Either way, you'll get what you need.
Yeah, like now's the perfect time to be productive and reflect on your life. Since you're really, like, a lot of people don't have any obligations right now, it's time to figure out what you could do to become a better person.
So, yeah, I was looking at this thing, and, like, divorce rates are up because people have to stay with their families. So, isn't that crazy? You would think that being with loved ones would be better, but now more people are fighting with each other because they're living with each other. I see this as an opportunity because those problems were always there. Now they're just, you know, on the surface.
Yes.
Now they finally have welled up. So now it's time to talk about it.
You know, the reason divorce rate is really high in the States, like all over the world, basically, is because people marry the wrong partner or person in their life. You know, some people seek short-time gratification, and they're like, oh, this is the one, but this is not the one. It's the wrong person. So while they're dating, they have an argument problem, and then they decide to marry each other. And then once you're married down, now your obligations are higher.
Exactly.
So that causes higher obligation causes higher stress levels, which thus causes divorces, you know? So divorce rate and divorce, what do you call that word?
What are you talking about? The
divorce, what do you call
it? What is it? Like, are you talking about...
The signs. My bad.
Okay, divorce signs.
Divorce signs always been there, you know, and then...
Yeah,
you just... But then now that people are, like you said, are staying at home with each other, with their family, they're like, man, I don't want to be with my family, so, you know what? Let's have a divorce, and then, yeah.
So things like that, marrying the wrong person, right?
Yep.
Another thing, too, you can marry the right person, but you're not the right person for them. Right? You have to remember what you are, what you attract.
Exactly.
So, if you find a partner that's good for you, but for some reason you can't get over yourself, then, you know, that can cause things too, because it goes both ways. You know, you can marry the wrong partner, or you can marry the right partner and you let them go, because you're the one that's at fault, which, believe it or not, is actually most of the story.
Yes.
Usually the things that happen to you is because they were your doing. So... if you know that, then why make things worse, you know? Why would you be in denial and be like, okay, you know what? Like, this happened because I did this. Why don't I fix this and get my ish together?
Yes, exactly.
Because a lot of times you have the power, right? So things that go well your way is, you know, a lot of the reasons because of your doing. But a lot of things that go bad too is because of your doing. So that's just something you have to come to terms with, you know? So that's what it comes down to. You know, productivity comes in many forms. It can be in increasing your money. It can be increasing your bonds with your family. It can also be with yourself too. Now that there's more time in this, you know, time in life, now you can start working out at home. You don't need to go to the gym. Now you don't have to go to work. You can work from home. You don't have classes, whatever. Now you can work out at home, do what you got to do. Then versus like, oh, there's nothing to do. Now you can do stuff at home.
Yeah, learn new things too.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a time where we have technology. So
yeah.
So it's doable. I mean, you have entertainment at, you know, at your in your hands. You have internet access. You have communication. You have resources. You have all that stuff in the palm of your hand. So it's not that, it could be worse. You know, it could be like, imagine not having any of this stuff right now. No car, no phone, no nothing.
That would fucking suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had none of that stuff, like way back then, like in the 20s.
Man, in order to, back in the 20s, you needed a horse.
Yeah. like imagine back then, just like, oh man, no nothing.
Yeah.
Like no car, no transportation, no nothing. Think about that. It could be a lot worse. You know, instead of groceries getting delivered to your house, you would have to go and freaking cut your crops. And if your crops were plagued, you were screwed. There was no way, yeah. My friend.
Yeah.
So think about it that way. Like, you have a lot of stuff to your access. So just think about that when you start doing things. Start improving yourself. Start fixing your things that are going wrong in your family, with yourself, with your work. Just start fixing them, because they've been there the entire time. Now you've just been put in a position where you have to deal with it now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, in life, it's better to deal with the problem before it gets worse. For example, you know, like cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer in the body, it's better for the surgeon to remove it before it spreads everywhere. The cells spread and it becomes deadly.
Yes.
You know, so... whatever problem you have right now, tackle it. Whatever you have with your family, your friends, your spouse, deal with it now than later. Because you'd rather be sorry for the beginning than later on. Another thing that people have been struggling with is there's no food at the store.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I heard that. So if there's no food at the store, okay, what do you do, right? So a lot of people are wondering, okay, what do I do? Well, you know, you can still order takeout for now. You can still get, you'll have to get groceries later on and figure it out. Or you can order stuff through like companies like Farm Fresh. You know, these are companies that go from the source to your house. And we're not talking about like Uber Eats. I'm talking about like actual groceries.
Real, you know, food.
Like real food.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're overwhelmed that there's no food at Target, you know, one, there is, but it may not be the food that you want. But you're going to have to swallow your, you know, your pride and and take it. Exactly. Because at the end of the day, food is food.
Yep.
So let's say, you know, they don't have your favorite peanut butter jelly, but, you know, there is, you know, like celery, there's cucumbers, there's tomatoes, there's still produce. You'll just have to eat it, like, so freaking be it, you know?
Yeah.
You don't get what you want. You get what you need in this time. In these times, not going to get what you want.
No entitlement.
Yeah. So if you're struggling with that, you know, just check why is this bothering me so? Is it because you didn't prepare? Is it because you feel a sense of entitlement? Is it because, you know, you're worrying over nothing? Whatever the case is, just come to terms with it and find out, okay, what is really bothering me?
Exactly.
So if there's anything we can leave you with this episode, it's just be productive. Now is a real, real shiner on what is really important in the world. Yep. So just start figuring it out. You know, come to terms with things that you need to come to terms with and own up to it and move on.
Yeah.
So that's all I got to say, guys. And joke, anything you want to say?
Nah, pretty much nailed it.
Yeah. All right, guys. So be safe out there. You know, wash your hands. I know this sounds kind of repetitive, but a lot of you don't do it. So don't think that we don't know that. So just stay clean, stay hydrated, you know, lay low.
Hey, watch out for stores overcharging you for basic necessities.
Yes.
That's happening a lot right now.
Be careful with that. Be careful with price gouging.
Yeah.
Okay. So just be safe out there. Take care of each other. This is Millennial Times Podcast with Uriel and Jock. Take it easy, you guys.
Gone.
And we are live at the Millennial Time Podcast with your host Uriel Osuna and Jock. What's going on?
Chilling, man.
All right, guys. So obviously we are living in a crazy time right now. Things are just happening so quick. You know, obviously, like, history has shown that things just pick up the pace at any time. But at the same time, as things are going on in the world today, as some things close, other things open. And that's what we wanted to talk and focus on today, guys. So we wanted to focus on specific things that we wanted to discuss. And one of them that we come to the consensus is productivity.
Mm-hmm.
So many people may have more time in their hands now because of technology changing or current things that are happening in life. But the fact remains, you have more time. You're at home. You don't have as many obligations to be outside. So now you have to think about, okay, you have all this time that is freed up. What do I do with it? Well, you know, what do you do with so much time? Do you just let it be? Do you use it for entertainment? What would you do with that kind of time, Jokey? So if you have your whole day to you and you don't have to report to anything, you know, what do you do with your time?
Learn.
What do you mean by that?
Like read a book, listen to a podcast, something productive. Because if you're just binge watching Netflix while finishing seasons, nothing really comes out of that. Yeah, you know what happened, but you're not going to grow as a person. You know, so every day you still want to learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, where do you get your source of books, though?
So, Amazon.
Okay, so, but like in terms, okay, so you get them on Amazon, right? But what gives you the filter to find out what's productive and what's not? What is it that you want and don't want? Like, if there, all these, there's millions and millions of books, right? Mm-hmm. And all of them may talk about, like, productivity, or may talk about this, but how do you find the right books to read is what I'm asking.
So obviously, like, there's certain people that, like, I aspire to be, and so I find out what their favorite books are, you know.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite books that I like reading is How to Win Friends and Influence People. And one person that that kind of like inspires me is Mark Zuckerberg. So he reads that book, and then other people like Bill Gates, they read that book. Like a lot of billionaires read that those type of like self-improvement books.
Mm-hmm.
So getting a book like that and finishing it teaches me a lot. So it teaches me how to communicate with certain people, how to be easy, how to just generally like influence people and win friends. Yeah.
Yeah. So right there, guys, if there was any nugget of info right there that you should listen to, it was that right there.
Yeah. Do your research and find a good book.
Yeah. So yeah, just do that, guys, you know. And then now with productivity, now a lot of times people think that, okay, so there's one thing I wanted to highlight. There's a difference between being busy and being productive. So how many people out there, you know, love to stay busy? It's probably a good amount of you, right? So yeah. You don't like staying still, so you like to be busy, right? So if you're being busy, is that the same as being productive? Maybe not. Maybe you're re-cleaning that same table that you've been doing for the last week. Maybe you're, you know, throwing out the garbage when it's 10% full. You know, maybe you're taking an extra shower and combing your hair and doing all this stuff when you already did it a few hours ago.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, I'm busy, I need to do stuff. Or, oh, I need to clean my room when, you know, you already did it yesterday. So.
Or maybe you're overeating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm too busy cooking dinner. So you have to think about that. Are you actually being productive? Or are you just staying busy? Are you distracting yourself? Because being busy is a form of distraction. Oh, yeah, I have to cook. Or, oh, yeah, I have to work out. Or, oh, yeah, you know, I have to steam all my clothes. Whatever the case is, what's that actually doing for you, though? In the grand scheme of things, what is it doing? You know, just cooking a meal every 2-3 hours because you can't help but be still. You ever think about just like slowing down and closing your eyes and just actually think about what's bothering you that you may want to be distracting yourself from? Is it that one person that you haven't talked to, or that one person you don't want to talk to? Is it your financial situation that you don't want to face up and own up to? What is it? So use time for productivity. We have a few steps that you can use that are super simple yet super effective. And if you struggle with things like anxiety, or you struggle with things that, you know, oh, I can't sleep at night because I got a lot of problems, you know, being productive will actually alleviate a lot of things. Don't you feel better when you have a problem and you fix it?
Exactly, yeah. Feels better, you know.
Yeah. So start thinking about that, guys. And the first thing you can do is just take out a piece of paper and write down 3 things that are bothering you.
Yeah.
Really bothering you. So the deeper you go into, the more reward you'll get. So true. If you have things that are bothering you, right, really bad, because we all have things that bother us really bad, write it down on a piece of paper so you don't forget.
Yes.
Okay, give you an example. Okay, first one, a lot of people struggle with this. You know, my income is whack. It's not good. I don't have good income. Where am I going to get my next meal from? Totally understandable. So if you know that you have a concern over your income, why would you clean your room and cook? I mean,
you have to overspend.
Or overspend.
Buy
yeah.
shit you don't need to buy.
Yeah, you know. So if what's bothering you is your income, come to terms with it. Okay, what am I doing that is affecting me negatively? Am I eating out too much? Am I spending things I don't need? Am I trying to impress people I don't like? Am I kidding myself? Should I get a new job? Whatever the case is, once you realize that that's what's bothering you, start looking at things that will fix the problem.
Exactly.
So if your issue is, oh, I'm spending too much, maybe set yourself a routine or a technique that can get you what you want. So let's say you like burgers, right? Let's say you really love burgers, so you love going to In-N-Out every day. I get it. You know, that's fine. Instead of that, why don't you just buy, you know, wholesale food and just cook at home?
Or to Costco, buy wholesale buns and patties.
Yeah. Same, you know, shit. Yeah, exactly. You know, obviously, like, right now in this current time situation, it's a, you know, things are contingent. But for the most part, you can start changing your attitude towards things. If, you know, something's bothering you that, hey, you know, this person is bugging you, or, you know, they cause a lot of disruption, whether it's a coworker or a family member or a spouse, whatever. Think about, okay, what is it that they're doing that's bothering me so? Once you write that down, you come down to two things. Either you let it go and you forgive them, or you talk to them and express your concerns. Either way, you'll get what you need.
Yeah, like now's the perfect time to be productive and reflect on your life. Since you're really, like, a lot of people don't have any obligations right now. Time to figure out what you could do to become a better person.
So yeah, I was looking at this thing, and like, divorce rates are up because people have to stay with their families. So isn't that crazy? You would think that being with loved ones would be better, but now more people are fighting with each other because they're living with each other. I see this as an opportunity, because those problems were always there. Now they're just, you know, on the surface.
Yes.
Now they finally have welled up. So now it's time to talk about it.
You know, the reason divorce rate is really high in the States, like all over the world basically, is because people marry the wrong partner or person in their life. You know, some people seek short-time gratification, and they're like, oh, this is the one. But this is not the one. It's the wrong person. So while they're dating, they have an argument problem, and then they decide to marry each other. And then once you're married down, now your obligations are higher.
Exactly.
So that causes higher obligation causes higher stress levels, which thus causes divorces, you know? So divorce rate and what do you call that word?
What are you talking about? The
divorce. What do you call?
What is it? Like, are you talking about
signs? The signs. My bad.
Okay, divorce signs.
Divorce signs always been there, you know. And then
yeah,
you just. But then now that people are, like you said, are staying at home with each other, with their family. They're like, man, I don't want to be with my family. So, you know what? Let's have a divorce. And then, yeah.
So things like that. Marrying the wrong person, right?
Yep.
Another thing, too, you can marry the right person, but you're not the right person for them, right? You have to remember what you are, what you attract.
Exactly.
So, if you find a partner that's good for you, but for some reason you can't get over yourself, then, you know, that can cause things too, because it goes both ways. You know, you can marry the wrong partner, or you can marry the right partner and you let them go because you're the one that's at fault, which, believe it or not, is actually most of the story.
Yes.
Usually the things that happen to you is because they were your doing. So if you know that, then why make things worse? You know, why would you be in denial and be like, okay, you know what? Like, this happened because I did this. Why don't I fix this and get my ish together?
Yes, exactly.
Because a lot of times you have the power, right? So things that go well your way is, you know, a lot of the reasons because of your doing. But a lot of things that go bad too is because of your doing. So that's just something you have to come to terms with. You know? So that's what it comes down to. You know, productivity comes in many forms. It can be in increasing your money. It can be increasing your bonds with your family. It can also be with yourself too. Now that there's more time in this, you know, time in life, now you can start working out at home. You don't need to go to the gym. Now you don't have to go to work. You can work from home. You don't have classes, whatever. Now you can work out at home, do what you got to do. And versus like, oh, there's nothing to do. Now you can do stuff at home.
Yeah, learn new things too.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a time where we have technology. So
yeah.
So it's doable. I mean, you have entertainment at, you know, at your, in your hands. You have internet access. You have communication. You have resources. You have all that stuff in the palm of your hand. So it's not that, it could be worse. You know, it could be like, imagine not having any of this stuff right now. No car, no phone, no nothing.
That would fucking suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had none of that stuff, like way back then, like in the 20s.
And you, man, in order to, back in the 20s, you needed a horse.
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, so to, like, imagine back then, just like, oh man, no nothing.
Yeah.
Like no car, no transportation, no nothing. Think about that. It could be a lot worse. You know, instead of groceries getting delivered to your house, you would have to go and freaking cut your crops. And if your crops were plagued, you were screwed. There was no way, yeah. My friend.
Yeah.
So think about it that way. Like, you have a lot of stuff to your access. So just think about that when you start doing things. Start improving yourself. Start fixing your things that are going wrong in your family, with yourself, with your work. Just start fixing them, because they've been there the entire time. Now you've just been put in a position where you have to deal with it now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, in life, it's better to deal with the problem before it gets worse. For example, you know, like a cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer in the body, it's better for the surgeon to remove it before it spreads everywhere. The cells spread and it becomes deadly.
Yes.
You know? So, whatever problem you have right now, tackle it. Whatever you have with your family, your friends, your spouse, deal with it now than later, because you'd rather be sorry for the beginning than later on. Another thing that people have been struggling with is there's no food at the store.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I heard that. So if there's no food at the store, okay, what do you do, right? So a lot of people are wondering, okay, what do I do? Well, you know, you can still order takeout for now. You can still get, you'll have to get groceries later on and figure it out. Or you can order stuff through like companies like Farm Fresh. You know, these are companies that go from the source to your house. And we're not talking about like Uber Eats. I'm talking about like actual groceries.
Real,
you know,
food.
Like real food.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're overwhelmed that there's no food at Target, you know, one, there is, but it may not be the food that you want. But you're going to have to swallow your, you know, your pride and and take it. Exactly. Because at the end of the day, food is food.
Yep.
So let's say, you know, they don't have your favorite peanut butter jelly, but, you know, there is, you know, like celery, there's cucumbers, there's tomatoes, there's still produce. You'll just have to eat it, like, so freaking be it, you know?
Yeah.
You don't get what you want. You get what you need in this time. In these times, not going to get what you want.
No entitlement.
Yeah. So if you're struggling with that, you know, just check. Why is this bothering me so? Is it because you didn't prepare? Is it because you feel a sense of entitlement? Is it because, you know, you're worrying over nothing? Whatever the case is, just come to terms with it and find out, okay, what is really bothering me?
Exactly.
So if there's anything we can leave you with this episode, it's just be productive. Now is a real, real shiner on what is really important in the world. Yep. So just start figuring it out. You know, come to terms with things that you need to come to terms with and own up to it and move on.
Yeah.
So that's all I got to say, guys. And joke, anything you want to say?
Nah, pretty much nailed it.
Yeah. All right, guys. So be safe out there. You know, wash your hands. I know this sounds kind of repetitive, but a lot of you don't do it. So don't think that we don't know that. So just stay clean, stay hydrated, you know, lay low.
Hey, watch out for stores overcharging you for basic necessities.
Yes.
That's happening a lot right now.
Be careful with that. Be careful with price gouging.
Yeah.
Okay. So just be safe out there. Take care of each other. This is Millennial Times Podcast with Uriel and Jock. Take it easy, you guys.
Go on.
And we are live at the Millennial Times Podcast with your hosts, Uriel Osuna and Jock. What's going on?
Chilling, man.
All right, guys. So obviously we are living in a crazy time right now. Things are just happening so quick. You know, obviously, like, history has shown that things just pick up the pace at any time. But at the same time, as things are going on in the world today, as some things close, other things open. And that's what we wanted to talk and focus on today, guys. So we wanted to focus on specific things that we wanted to discuss. And one of them that we come to the consensus is productivity. Mm-hmm. So many people may have more time in their hands now because of technology changing or current things that are happening in life. But the fact remains, you have more time. You're at home. You don't have as many obligations to be outside. So now you have to think about, okay, you have all this time that is freed up. What do I do with it? Well, you know, what do you do with so much time? Do you just let it be? Do you use it for entertainment? What would you do with that kind of time, Jokey? So if you have your whole day to you and you don't have to report to anything, you know, what do you do with your time?
Learn.
What do you mean by that?
Like, read a book, listen to a podcast, something productive. Because if you're just binge watching Netflix while finishing seasons, nothing really comes out of that. Yeah, you know what happened, but you're not going to grow as a person. You know, so every day you still want to learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, where do you get your source of books, though?
So, Amazon.
Okay, so, but like in terms, okay, so you get them on Amazon, right? But what gives you the filter to find out what's productive and what's not? What is it that you want and don't want? Like, if there, all these, there's millions and millions of books, right? Mm-hmm. And all of them may talk about like productivity or may talk about this, but how do you find the right books to read is what I'm asking.
So obviously, like, there's certain people that like I aspire to be. And so I find out what their favorite books are, you know?
Yeah.
So one of my favorite books that I like reading is How to Win Friends and Influence People. And one person that kind of like inspires me is Mark Zuckerberg. So he reads that book. And then other people like Bill Gates, they read that book. Like a lot of billionaires read those type of like self-improvement books.
Mm-hmm.
So getting a book like that and finishing it teaches me a lot. So it teaches me how to communicate with certain people, how to be easy, how to just generally like influence people and win friends. Yeah.
Yeah. So right there, guys, if there was any nugget of info right there that you should listen to, it was that right there.
Yeah. Do your research and find a good book.
Yeah. So yeah, just do that, guys, you know. And then now with productivity, now a lot of times people think that, okay, so there's one thing I wanted to highlight. There's a difference between being busy and being productive. So how many people out there, you know, love to stay busy? It's probably a good amount of you, right? So you don't like staying still, so you like to be busy, right? So if you're being busy, is that the same as being productive? Maybe not. Maybe you're re-cleaning that same table that you've been doing for the last week. Maybe you're, you know, throwing out the garbage when it's 10% full. You know, maybe you're taking an extra shower and combing your hair and doing all this stuff when you already did it a few hours ago.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, I'm busy, I need to do stuff. Or, oh, I need to clean my room when, you know, you already did it yesterday. So.
Or maybe you're overeating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm too busy cooking dinner. So you have to think about that. Are you actually being productive or are you just staying busy? Are you distracting yourself? Because being busy is a form of distraction. Oh, yeah, I have to cook, or oh, yeah, I have to work out, or oh, yeah, you know, I have to steam all my clothes, whatever the case is. What's that actually doing for you, though? In the grand scheme of things, what is it doing? You know, just cooking a meal every 2-3 hours because you can't help but be still. You ever think about just like slowing down and closing your eyes and just actually think about what's bothering you that you may want to be distracting yourself from? Is it that one person that you haven't talked to, or that one person you don't want to talk to? Is it your financial situation that you don't want to face up and own up to? What is it? So use time for productivity. we have a few steps that you can use that are super simple yet super effective. And if you struggle with things like anxiety, or you struggle with things that, you know, oh, I can't sleep at night because I got a lot of problems, you know, being productive will actually alleviate a lot of things. Don't you feel better when you have a problem and you fix it?
Exactly, yeah. Feels better, you know.
Yeah. So start thinking about that, guys. And the first thing you can do is just take out a piece of paper and write down 3 things that are bothering you.
Yeah.
Really bothering you. So the deeper you go into, the more reward you'll get. So if you have things that are bothering you, right, really bad, because we all have things that bother us really bad, write it down on a piece of paper so you don't forget.
Yes.
Okay, give you an example. Okay, first one, a lot of people struggle with this. You know, my income is whack. It's not good. I don't have good income. Where am I going to get my next meal from? Totally understandable. So if you know that you have a concern over your income, why would you clean your room and cook? I mean,
or
you have
overspend.
To eat it. Or overspend.
Buy
yeah.
shit you don't need to buy.
Yeah, you know. So if what's bothering you is your income, come to terms with it. Okay, what am I doing that is affecting me negatively? Am I eating out too much? Am I spending things I don't need? Am I trying to impress people I don't like? Am I kidding myself? Should I get a new job? Whatever the case is, once you realize that that's what's bothering you, start looking at things that will fix the problem.
Exactly.
So if your issue is, oh, I'm spending too much, maybe set yourself a routine or a technique that can get you what you want. So let's say you like burgers, right? Let's say you really love burgers, so you love going to In-N-Out every day. I get it. You know, that's fine. Instead of that, why don't you just buy, you know, wholesale food and just cook at home?
Or to Costco, buy wholesale buns and patties.
Yeah.
Same,
you know,
shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, obviously, like, right now in this current time situation, it's you know, things are contingent. But for the most part, you can start changing your attitude towards things. If, you know, something's bothering you that, hey, you know, this person is bugging you, or, you know, they cause a lot of disruption, whether it's a coworker or a family member or a spouse, whatever. Think about, okay, what is it that they're doing that's bothering me so? Once you write that down, you come down to 2 things. Either you let it go and you forgive them, or you talk to them and express your concerns. Either way, you'll get what you need.
Yeah, like now's the perfect time to be productive and reflect on your life. Since you're really, like, a lot of people don't have any obligations right now. It's time to figure out what you could do to become a better person.
So, yeah, I was looking at this thing, and, like, divorce rates are up because people have to stay with their families. So, isn't that crazy? You would think that being with loved ones would be better, but now more people are fighting with each other because they're living with each other. I see this as an opportunity because those problems were always there. Now they're just, you know, on the surface.
Yes.
Now they finally have welled up. So now it's time to talk about it.
You know, the reason divorce rate is really high in the States, like all over the world basically, is because people marry the wrong partner or person in their life. You know, some people seek short-time gratification, and they're like, oh, this is the one, but this is not the one, it's the wrong person. So while they're dating, they have an argument problem, and then they decide to marry each other. And then once you're married down, now your obligations are higher.
Exactly.
So that causes higher obligation causes higher stress levels, which thus causes divorces, you know? So divorce rate and what do you call that word?
What are you talking about? The
divorce, what do you call
it? What is it? Like, are you talking about...
Signs, the signs, my bad.
Okay, divorce signs.
Divorce signs always been there, you know, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, you just... But then now that people are, like you said, are staying at home with each other, with their family, they're like, man, I don't want to be with my family. So, you know what? Let's have a divorce. And then, yeah.
So things like that, marrying the wrong person, right?
Yep.
Another thing, too, you can marry the right person, but you're not the right person for them, right? You have to remember what you are, what you attract.
Exactly.
So if you find a partner that's good for you, but for some reason you can't get over yourself, then, you know, that can cause things, too, because it goes both ways. You know, you can marry the wrong partner or you can marry the right partner and you let them go. Because you're the one that's at fault, which, believe it or not, is actually most of the story.
Yes.
Usually the things that happen to you is because they were your doing. So if you know that, then why make things worse, you know? Why would you be in denial and be like, okay, you know what? Like, this happened because I did this. Why don't I fix this and get my ish together?
Yes, exactly.
Because a lot of times you have the power, right? So things that go well your way is, you know, a lot of the reasons because of your doing. But a lot of things that go bad too is because of your doing. So that's just something you have to come to terms with. You know? So that's what it comes down to. You know, productivity comes in many forms. It can be in increasing your money. It can be increasing your bonds with your family. It can also be with yourself too. Now that there's more time. In this, you know, time in life, now you can start working out at home. You don't need to go to the gym. Now you don't have to go to work. You can work from home. You don't have classes, whatever. Now you can work out at home, do what you got to do. And versus like, oh, there's nothing to do. Now you can do stuff at home.
Yeah, learn new things too.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a time where we have technology. So
yeah.
So it's doable. I mean, you have entertainment at, you know, at your in your hands. You have internet access, you have communication, you have resources, you have all that stuff on the palm of your hand. So it's not that, it could be worse. You know, it could be like, imagine not having any of this stuff right now. No car, no phone, no nothing.
That would fucking suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had none of that stuff like way back then, like in the 20s.
And you, man, in order to... Back in the 20s, you needed a horse.
Yeah. Yeah, like... yeah, so, like, imagine back then just, like, oh, man, no nothing.
Yeah.
Like, no car, no transportation, no nothing. Think about that. It could be a lot worse. You know, instead of groceries getting delivered to your house, you would have to go and freaking cut your crops. And if your crops were plagued, you were screwed. There was no way, my friend.
Yeah.
So think about it that way. Like, you have a lot of stuff to your access. So just think about that when you start doing things. Start improving yourself. Start fixing your things that are going wrong in your family, with yourself, with your work. Just start fixing them because they've been there the entire time. Now you've just been put in a position where you have to deal with it now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, in life, it's better to deal with the problem before it... It gets worse. For example, you know, like cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer in the body, it's better for the surgeon to remove it before it spreads everywhere. The cells spread and it becomes deadly.
Yes.
You know? So whatever problem you have right now, tackle it. Whatever you have with your family, your friends, your spouse, deal with it now than later. Because you'd rather be sorry for the beginning than later on. Another thing that people have been struggling with is there's no food at the store.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I heard that. So if there's no food at the store, okay, what do you do, right? So a lot of people are wondering, okay, what do I do? Well, you know, you can still order takeout for now. You can still get, you'll have to get groceries later on and figure it out. Or you can order stuff through like companies like Farm Fresh. You know, these are companies that go from the source to your house. And we're not talking about like Uber Eats. I'm talking about like actual groceries.
Real, you know, food.
Like real food.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're overwhelmed that there's no food at Target, you know, one, there is. but it may not be the food that you want. But you're gonna have to swallow your, you know, your pride and and take it. Exactly. Because at the end of the day, food is food.
Yep.
So let's say, you know, they don't have your favorite peanut butter jelly, but, you know, there is, you know, like celery, there's cucumbers, there's tomatoes, there's still produce. You'll just have to eat it, like, so freaking be it, you know?
Yeah.
You don't get what you want. You get what you need in this time. In these times, not going to get what you want.
No entitlement.
Yeah. So if you're struggling with that, you know, just check why is this bothering me so? Is it because you didn't prepare? Is it because you feel a sense of entitlement? Is it because, you know, you're worrying over nothing? Whatever the case is, just come to terms with it and find out, okay, what is really bothering me?
Exactly.
So if there's anything we can leave you with this episode, it's just be productive. Now is a real, real shiner on what is really important in the world. Yep. So just start figuring it out, you know, come to terms with things that you need to come to terms with and own up to it and move on.
Yeah.
So that's all I got to say, guys. And joke, anything you want to say?
Nah, pretty much nailed it.
Yeah. All right, guys. So be safe out there. You know, wash your hands. I know this sounds kind of repetitive, but a lot of you don't do it. So don't think that we don't know that. So just stay clean, stay hydrated. You know, lay low.
Hey, watch out for stores overcharging you for basic necessities.
Yes.
That's happening a lot right now.
Be careful with that. Be careful with price gouging.
Yeah.
Okay? So just be safe out there. Take care of each other. This is Millennial Times Podcast with Uriel and Jock. Take it easy, you guys.
Gone.